Now, simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bonaire.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mr. Shannon. We are sure lucky to be part of one hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bonaire.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-700-2114. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
Don't know what to do about that old car sitting in your garage or your driveway? Repairs are costly, and why pay taxes on it? Here's a thought. Donate it to my friends at Goodwill. You'll get a tax deduction, and they'll even tow it. Goodwill turns the money from the sale of your car into jobs for people with disabilities. And even better, the money stays right here. It's a win-win for everyone. Goodwill makes donating your car easy. Check it out at mersgoodwill.org.
Do you have a family member who is getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. With over 500 offices, Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living in-home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates for senior home care you can trust. Check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This week on Christian Questions, Jesus often taught in stories, and his words about the kingdom of heaven were spoken in such a way. Can we know what the kingdom of heaven means? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
How much is that jar in the window? The one with the
white. All right, bring in our pets. Bring in Goldie.
How much
come on, Goldie. Max, get Max in here. Come on in here, Max. Those are our two dogs. We have our tomcat, Penis. Come on in, Penis. Easy, buddy. And then our female cat, Vagina. Get her in here.
And leave my poor sweetheart.
We used to have a snake, but that's a horrible story. It has to do with one of the stalls in a toilet. I'm not going to go into it now. Some disgruntled employee here that decided to flush. I don't want to talk about it. It's too sad. It's time to talk to Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. I'll give you the numbers. You need to call now if you have a pet and you have any kind of question about your pet. And we've done this for years and years and years, and every week I'm reminded how many people have pets and how many love their pets. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Now from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Oh, wait, I forgot to push the button. Hello, doctor.
Hey, how is everybody today?
We're doing great. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Now, you may want to put Dr. Doug on the bottom part.
Now, hang on, doctor.
Okay.
I have to make a quick change on hold, blah, blah, push the button. Blah. There we go. Peon was smart to instruct me to do that. It's something that's hard to explain to the audience, but there are two rows of buttons, and if I put you on top, and I inadvertently hit a listener who's also on top, it kills you and dumps you. So if you're on the bottom and you're the only one on that row, who cares? Nobody cares about this.
Can you hear me well enough?
I can hear you fine.
Good.
And I just got an email about Dr. Doug's segment. This person is asking for a suggestion maybe during Dr. Doug's segment that the callers start using their giving their pets' names to Dr. Doug when they ask a question.
Now, why? I mean,
I don't know. He said it would maybe add to the segment just to
personalize,
put a name to the pet.
Well, I guess we could do that, Doctor. If you
I'm okay with that.
If you want to ask the name of the pet, might be interesting. I guess we'll try it, and if it's not, we'll stop doing it. once again, and here we go: 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We start with Mike. Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Oh, just fine.
What's your pet's name?
Lucky.
Lucky, okay.
Well, now, wait, we got to ask first what it is. Is it a cat, dog, snake?
It's a dog. It's part pug and part chihuahua.
Okay. Remember there was a great joke about a guy who showing another guy his dog, and the dog has one leg completely missing. He has an ear chewed off. He has one eye that's knocked out. And the guy says, what's his name? He says, Lucky. I used to think it was pretty funny when I was a kid. Mike, what do you have for Dr. Doug?
Well, speaking about one eye, Lucky had a cataract about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And now the vet gave him medicine. And he said he didn't want to operate on, and he now the retina got detached, and now it's bleeding. The eye's completely red.
Uh-huh.
And this was an eye doctor vet. I never heard of one before, but they got him.
Yeah.
So I took him to our regular vet, and he said, we're going to have to take the eye out. You know,
oh.
He can't see out of it, and he's afraid it might, you know, explode or keep bleeding or, you know, have more of a problem.
Uh-huh.
So that's my question. You think I'll get his eye taken out or what?
Yeah, I haven't seen, obviously, I haven't seen the dog, but right. He's got, it sounds like he might have glaucoma now, and that is kind of a danger for the animal. And right. If they have assessed that eye should come out, that's not a really difficult procedure. And it usually...
Can I jump in here and tell Mike, Dr. Doug actually took the eye out of one of our dogs. Remember that, Dr. Doug?
Yeah, still got it.
You still got the eye?
No, I'm just kidding. So when I was a senior vet student, we had to go to, a butchery and to see how they do that. And they brought a bunch of hogs in and they run them through. And some guy came up behind me and he goes, we knew you were coming, so I kept an eye out for you. And
yeah, that is so
cow
old.
Eye in his hand.
So old.
It was pretty weird. But, I would suggest that if that's what your doctor is saying, that's probably the right thing to do. And like I said, they recover very quickly, and there won't be any pain afterwards, and I think it's probably the right, correct decision.
Hey, do you put something back in the eye socket there, in the hole?
No, you don't have to. No. I think there probably are some artificial structures you can use, but you never have to.
Now, when you did our dog, sorry, Mike, but you might find this interesting. I remember that Lexi was the little dog. I could stand that little dog. It was like because his eye was just closed. Stitch it shut or?
Yeah, no. What you do is you basically trim away the margin where the lids are, the actual very edge, and then you sew it together like it's a wound. And it heals, and it just looks like the hair grows over. It just looks like they got their eye closed.
Yeah, Mike, it wasn't disgusting or anything like that. Not as disgusting as what you're talking about, the dog's eyes bleeding all the time.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad looking.
Yeah.
I used to have it done Friday, so.
No, I think you're good to go.
Okay.
No problem.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Thank
you. Good luck,
Mike.
All right, bye.
That's a tough thing to do, though. Because you know, your dog has an eye taken. I don't know. It's hard to do.
Yeah.
If you got a dog, you really love your dog. You hate seeing, like these people, the dog loses a leg. And it's sad watching a dog hop along on the three legs. But, doctor, correct me if I'm wrong, if it's a back leg and they have one good back leg, they can do just about anything.
Yeah, they can't even, most of the time they run, you can't even tell they're missing a leg.
I saw a dog on TV and they have little doggy wheelchairs and stuff for them now.
Yeah, they do for animals that have spinal problems, like a slip disc that gets really bad. They have all kinds of weird developments.
Like a cart for the back end.
Yeah. He pulls the cart wheels. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Marcia is here. Marcia, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Hi, Marcia. How are you, honey?
I'm good. My question is, we have a Shih Tzu about 3 years old named Zoe.
Uh-huh.
And just recently in the last 3 months, she just itches and bites her skin constantly. Can they develop a skin allergy or some kind of allergy that I would take to have tested, or is it just a shampoo thing or food?
You know, you're right on target. It could be any of those and many more items that can cause or create an allergic response in a dog. And is it generalized where he's chewing everywhere? Is he focused on his feet or?
Everywhere.
Especially
the hindquarter area, but it's just 24/7. Like something is, when we've checked her for fleas, we've done everything.
Now, when you chew on the hindquarters, that's usually related to a flea allergy hypersensitivity, which sounds
fancy. She doesn't chew on the dog's hindquarters.
No, the dog, dog's doing
that. That would be sick.
That is sick.
You may actually never see the flea, but that's an animal that historically had some flea exposure, and the immune system remembers that. So every time a flea comes on and just bites and disappears, then you get this excessive reaction, and they usually start chewing on their tail head, right on the back of the lower back, and that's pretty characteristic of
hold
a flea
on,
allergy.
Hold on, the tail head.
Right above the tail on the lower back.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, that's what we call it.
See, learn something. Tail head.
So is that something they treat with medication that my vet would address?
Yeah, definitely. They would talk about, there's a whole, collection of options. So I would sit down with him and talk to him about how he feels you can best address it, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Marshall.
Bye.
All right. Here's a dilemma. We have no calls.
Hmm.
Not one.
Oh, my gosh.
This has happened before, and our phone system is just screwed up because there's no way.
Yeah.
There's not one single call, but the lights are all out. So what do we do?
We can talk about life.
What?
I think I'll skip that. I apologize for this. I don't know from time to time. Somebody was in here a while ago saying we were off the air. When were we off the air?
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. Nobody knows why, and I don't know what's happened here. But I guess we just wait for it. Now, hold on. The rebooting has taken place because all the lights are lit up.
Uh-huh.
This is bizarre. Folks, I apologize for this. We have no control over. And you know what's frustrating? This stuff just went out of warranty 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Just 40 years ago. Let's see if it's working. Let me grab, should be Adam. Adam, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm sorry?
I said I'm aiming at the end.
There you go.
Adam Frank.
What do you have for Dr. Doug?
I have I think he's 3 now, pit mix, that was diagnosed with epilepsy.
Okay.
And the vet has him on, I don't have it in front of me right now, but it's something that starts with a P, I can't think of it.
Phenobarbital.
That's it. Okay. And they have him on a certain dose, but every once a month he still has a seizure, it seems about. I was wondering if there's anything more we could be doing.
Yeah. First of all, I don't know your dog's name, so I can't really talk.
Oh, yeah, we're doing names now. Yeah. What's the dog's name, Adam?
It's Rilo.
Rilo.
Okay, good. So, the seizure protocols for controlling those usually start with phenobarbital, but there are a number of other drugs that can be used. And your vet can actually test the level of phenobarb to see if it's measuring within a therapeutic range. So you can ask him to send some blood in, or maybe he can do it right in his office and find out, first of all, if that drug is being used properly. And then you can modify that drug, or, like I said, there are a number of combinations or different drugs that can be altered to help reduce the number of seizures and hopefully get it down to zero. But I would approach him and say, look, what else can we do, or how can we modify this drug to get a better effect?
They just actually did a blood test a little while, not too long ago, and they upped his dosage. And, I mean, he still had a few, but I guess it hasn't been long enough to really tell yet.
Well, you give it a couple of weeks, but if you're still seeing seizures, like I said, there are things to do. Potassium bromide is a drug that's often used in combination with phenobarbital to enhance the effect of the phenobarbital. But, like I said, there are other drugs that are used to control seizures that you could use as an alternative too. So I would just talk to him and tell him you're not really pleased with what's going on. You'd like to consider some other options.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Adam. Next up is Tony. Tony, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
I am in the PM, of course. Hallelujah. Hey, I have he's roughly about 6 years old. His name is Arlie, incidentally.
Uh-huh.
And he's a rescue dog, as I mentioned, and he is, from what I'm told, part chow and part retriever. Okay. You know, he has a dark tongue, so that comes from the being a chow, I guess. But anyway, I'm concerned because he can be laying around, I mean, absolutely doing nothing, not even walk from one room to another, and he breathes really fast and really hard. He's not panting. He's just breathing real hard. And last time I had him in for a shot and checkup, I talked to my vet, and I would come to you, but it's about a 40-minute drive. But his vet didn't seem concerned. He listened to his heart, and he kind of checked him over, and he said he couldn't find anything wrong. He didn't hear any murmurs or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He did say that there is a test they could do, but it's quite expensive. And they could look, you know, like deep into the heart and
sure.
check to see if there's any problems. But I'm really concerned because, like I said, he could be, you know, laying around for us. Well, quite a while, and not exertion, under exertion or anything. He breathes really fast and real hard.
Well, let me ask you something. If he's resting, is that when he's resting and sleeping, or is he still conscious and just kind of sitting?
Both.
I'm sorry?
When he's sleeping, he'll be breathing real hard.
Okay, and then my other question is, when he has been exerting himself, running and playing and jumping, Does he really act stressed out at those times? And does he recover when he relaxes for a few minutes, or does he continue to breathe really hard in those situations?
Well, he seems to recover okay. However, if I...
And there's always a however in life.
Oh, gosh. At least I didn't say...
Yeah, we're not, don't say it. Yeah, don't say it.
I still almost said it, but... okay, I had to stop myself. I was going to say it again. When I take him for a walk, even if it's just around the block, now grant you, it's been really hot lately, but when we get back home, it's, you would think he just got through running 3 miles because he's panting real hard and breathing real hard, and he'll go in and lay down and then, you know, maybe an hour later I walk by and I see him breathing real fast and real hard.
Yeah. There are a couple of things I'm thinking about. You might try, I don't know if he's a long-coated dog, you might try and trim him down in the heat of the summer. And then the test he's thinking about, I believe, is an ultrasound, and that would give you kind of a lifetime review of the heart and its functionality. And did you say he took x-rays of the chest, I think?
No, he didn't.
Okay, so things. And he could also examine his windpipe under a light sedation and make sure there's no obstructing kind of lesions. So you have a bunch of things you can do to follow up. And I'd say that you've got enough concern, although I'm not terribly worried about the dog at this point. I think there's enough concern that it'd be justified to ask him to do a bit of a workup. It'll cost you a little bit of money, but you're going to hopefully find something or at least rule out the worst things that could be. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
I think that makes sense. It's
definitely worth it because he means a lot to me.
Yeah, I think the ultrasound or the echocardiogram is the same thing. That's what they'll do, the echolocation and the echocardiogram, ECG. That'll, just like they work up a human with a potential heart condition.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, he goes in about a month for his annual shots and checkups, so I'll just go ahead and have him do that. But I do get him trimmed. In fact, I had him shaved down pretty good this past spring, and he's about due for another haircut. As a matter of fact, I'm taking him in Saturday, and I'll pay attention to see if maybe that helps.
Yeah,
so,
I appreciate
that
you want that kind of workup so he can plan for it. Okay.
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 Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate when you're on. I really don't miss it. Oh yeah, one last thing. Whenever I'm at home and I'm around him. Just before you come on Wednesdays, I say to him, Dr. Doug's coming on. I swear to you, he jumps up and looks around like, oh, I want to listen too.
See, isn't that great, doctor?
That's wonderful. Send a check.
You have a good friend.
Thanks for listening. Thank your dog for listening,
okay,
too.
Thank you.
All right, hey, we're out of time. I'm sorry about the hiccup, folks. Went down and we had nothing and then it all lit up, and I'm sorry about that. Doctor, maybe next week the phones will be working properly. Are you in?
I'm in.
We'll do it. Thank
love
you,
y'all.
Dr. Doug Kern. Love you more, not in a sexual way. Dr. Doug Kernikoff, everybody. Let's check on traffic to do that. There's only one man that I know who tells it like it is when it comes to traffic, and that's Tim Weiland. Tim, what do you have for us?
All right, Frank, thank you. We've got a new crash now. It's on eastbound 44 past Shrewsbury that's got the left lane blocked. You've got another accident. It's on westbound 70 ramped to northbound 170, and boy, things are really backing up. Right now, you're jammed up from Riverview all the way up to Highway 170. Southbound 170, that's stacked up now from Del Mar down through Highway 40. On westbound 40, boy, the baseball traffic with rush hour traffic, you're stacking up now from about Union Station all the way out through McCausland, and then eastbound 270, we're heavy. McDonald through 170 opens up pretty well after that. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You can now take a sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
All right, thank you, Tim. And on the line is John Londoff. John, how are you?
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Good. I've heard this before, what Tim just mentioned, this, how do you pronounce it, extratemporal thermometer? It's something like that.
Extratemporal.
And he says, and I've seen this, you wipe the child's forehead, just swipe it, like you're beep, like checking out the supermarket, and it gives you the temperature. I got to tell you something. Having your temperature taken when I was a kid, remember trying to hold that thermometer under your tongue break it? And your mom would say, whatever you do, don't bite down and break it. It's poison.
I know,
that's what they used to say.
The mercury will come out and kill you.
Yeah. And then you could never seem to get it in the right exact position under your tongue, right in the middle to the side. And the worst, and I almost hate to say it, the rectal thermometer.
I've never had that.
I guess those days are over. Thanks to the Exergen
Temporal.
Could they have come up with an easier name? Exergen?
It says here it takes a temperature.
John's sitting there right now fuming, yeah, going, like, what does this have to do with anything?
They do that at the doctor's office now. The doctor,
you can buy it yourself at Walgreens.
I know, but the nurse will walk in and she'll rub it across your forehead.
But I guess it picks it up from the artery, it says.
But do you remember hearing, and John,
Was I part of this discussion?
Yeah, I knew it. He's not happy about that. I knew he'd be. You are now.
Okay, again, the poor guard guy sits here like some kind of
John.
Can we talk about cars?
No, let's keep talking about.
Here's my question for Tim. What is the difference between a crash and an accident?
They'll start off with a crash.
Then they'll talk about another accident.
Crash to me means an airplane.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it should be. So this is something that Mimi and I have talked about forever. Like, we got to talk to, what is the difference between a crash and an accident? Because to start off, there's a crash on a 270 at Lemberg, and then there's another accident. Well, there would have to be another crash.
I think he's criticizing.
I think they do both just to mix it up a little bit.
They're not repeating the same word.
Yeah, but John, what I was going to ask you is, since we're the same age.
And since you are included in this discussion.
Yeah, man, you're a year older.
I didn't know I was included. I really wasn't.
Oh, yeah, by the way, everybody.
Until I finally stepped in and put my foot down.
By the way, everybody. John,
this is my segment.
One of the reasons that John Londoff is so crabby is he's older than he was the last time we talked to him because he had a birthday yesterday. And now he's crotchety.
Yeah. Man.
That's a word I don't get either because it sounds like crotch. What does that have to do with your being, mad? Crotchety.
So my question for you, John, is when I was growing up and going to school, kids would always say, if you want to act like you're sick, stick a penny under your tongue and put the thermometer in there. And it will make the temperature rise to look like you have a temperature.
That's ridiculous.
So your mom would say, I never tried it.
It's ridiculous.
I never tried it, but kids swore that would work, and then you could stay home from school.
And what does this have to
do? Did you ever hear that? No, I was asking John if he ever heard about that. We were talking about
that. Let me help you with something. It'll be 2 years. My dear, sweet, beautiful mother, Sylvia Lana, passed the 11th of September 2 years ago. I was afraid to try to fake sick. No way.
Not me.
There was no way. I mean, I went to school. I could see.
Hold on a second. You never once faked being sick. Come on, every kid has done that.
Oh, I think I tried every day.
John, at least once you had to fake a temperature. I used to hold the thermometer up by the heater in the winter.
Oh my goodness!
No, never.
Really?
No, I was more afraid of Sylvia Landoff than ever finding out that I was pretending to be sick. You know, because your mom could tell when you were really sick or not.
Here's what happened.
I was never sick. I very rarely ever got sick.
When you did fake it, and you realize it's about 10 o'clock, all the other kids have been in school a couple. Even if you hated school, and you finally realize your mom's not going to let you go out and play. Oh, no, you're too sick. And you had to sit there and watch as the world turns.
Oh, yeah.
And daytime TV, and you actually wish you'd just gone on and suffered through school. Because it wasn't the picnic you thought it was going to be.
And then when your friends came home from school, forget about going out. You couldn't go out.
And then you got to get caught up on homework. Mm-hmm. You missed a pop quiz. It never worked out very well to pretend.
So, Frank, I'm thinking you didn't. You weren't sick too very often when you were
I wasn't school. Sick, but I faked being sick. I wasn't you a sickly kid. Sure, I did. Of course I did.
No, you didn't.
John, I did. I held the thermometer up by the wall heater, to heat it up when I knew it was about time for my mom to come in and check it, just enough that it wouldn't burn my tongue. She'd take it out and go, ooh, whoa, 101. You're not going to school today.
I would do the stomach flu thing a lot, and there were even a few times that when I knew somebody was in earshot of the bathroom, I would take a cup of water into the toilet. And then you dump the water in.
One.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to do it right, kids, you kids who are listening, if you do it right, beg to go to school. Please, please let me go to school.
Yeah, no, I really have to go today.
So what if I'm 102 temperature and I was vomiting? Please let me go. No, you are not going
today.
To school. Yeah, you got to do it that way. You got to act like you want to go. Just a couple of tips for you kids on how to get out of going to school. So what else is going on?
Well, and by the way, I don't feel older, okay? Maybe you do because you're a few years older than me, but I feel great. I went and ran around. I took the day off yesterday. First time I think I've ever taken my birthday off. Sometimes work half a day. But I'm like, you know what? I'm taking the day off, hanging with Mimi. So what did I do? My first fun thing that I did besides getting wake up next to her was we ran 6.2 miles around Forest Park.
Well, that's beautiful.
And I almost died.
Yeah. That's what I'd like to do my next birthday. John, every time you talk about running, you say the same thing, that you almost died. I think eventually you're supposed to get in some kind of shape where you don't feel like you're dying.
Yeah, endurance.
Maybe this is not something you're meant to do.
No, I just ran hard.
Yeah.
I'm not a wimpy. And this is really gross. I just got
to
say that.
That's hard to do, by the way, run hard.
Yeah.
To order guys hurts. That are out running around.
He missed it.
I know.
Let me help you. I don't listen to you half the time.
I know. We can tell.
You guys are going back and forth. I've answered 2 emails. I've written a note down. I've sent out 5 text messages.
Yeah,
and
you run hard.
You think I'm listening?
You run
I'm
hard. Peon was treadmilling hard. That's how he met Andy.
Yeah.
He was treadmilling.
She emailed him and said, hey.
Yeah, I want to meet you.
I like that story.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about Thomas Wilkerson from Granite City.
Tom Wilkerson.
Eric just bought a brand new Silverado, Chevy Silverado.
Yeah.
Way to go, Tom. Tom Wilkerson.
His salesperson, Greg Kirkland, and Greg spells his name G-R-E-G-G. So he's got 3 G's. So Greg's nickname here at Lawndock Chevrolet?
3G?
Triple G.
Triple G.
Yeah, we got 3 sticks and Johnny the Third, and we got Tom Wilkerson from Granite City. Tom, thank you very much.
You bet.
And he's AM and the PM.
Of course he is.
All right, Rhonda Pritchett, I can't tell you, from Doe Run, Missouri, I want to say this could be her 4th vehicle, AM and the PM.
Yeah,
Rhonda Pritchett.
Thank you so much. Brand new 2000 Chevy Equinox, one of the hottest vehicles in captivity. Anyone interested in the 2015 Equinox? Come on in, because we will probably be out of 15 Equinoxes at the end of September. I think we're under 30 in stock. I don't know why we didn't order more. I have to talk to Kevin Shaughnessy, but they always say it's my fault. But thank you, Rhonda.
You
call and say hello. You're awesome. All right, Clyde Clifton from Farmington, Missouri. This, I think, is the third vehicle that the AM and the PM.
Yeah.
I just say that we're going to run a Clyde, but a 2015 Equinox too. All right. So
thank you, Clyde.
Two Equinoxes. Sam Lawnuff, the truck manager, is on fire, having a great start to the month. His counterpart and his older brother, John Lawnuff III, is. We need new car sales. We need a lot of new car sales to get over 100 new car sales for the month of September.
Other car dealers may have tried, but Lawnuff got the business from Clyde.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Sorry.
That wasn't that funny.
Oh yeah. Well, it wasn't really supposed to be funny.
I mean, I know they laugh. Dan, is there like a sign in your office that said flash?
Yes.
Laugh?
Big neon sign.
There's a big shock prod on that chair.
No, that's
the chairs like are wired up. Right? If you don't laugh, you get electrocuted.
That's a different morning show.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch. But no, we're going to be here late tonight. Great deals. A lot of them are at lawnduff.com, or you can give us a call at 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Did you notice? I went ahead and did that. You didn't have to ask.
Okay? I did notice that. Thank you.
Because I'm busy. I'm busy.
Well, we're busy, too. Works out for everybody.
Transportation, James, if you quit interrupting me, I could finish this.
See, when you get older, this is what happens when you get older. You get a little older, you just start getting a little more testy.
24-7, 365, Frank, at lawnduff.com.
When you get older, you get a little what?
Huh?
You get a little testy.
I got a big smile on my face right now. I'm thinking about that.
We're having two separate conversations.
Pecan pie that Mimi made for my birthday that I'm going to tear into tonight.
What kind of pie?
Pecan pie.
Ooh, I love pecan. Oh, I love pecan pie.
Yeah. Well, see, if you'd be nicer to me, I might just bring you a slice, but not going to happen.
Okay. I'll start trying to be nicer. Listen, get ready because we're going to send you some business, okay?
All right. We can't wait. We love the AM and the PM crowd. They're the very best.
Yes, they are. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Dion.
Yeah,
you're welcome, John.
I'm telling you, lately, as he's aging, he is more nastier, crotchetier, whatever you want to call it, sensitive.
Yeah, sensitive. Very sensitive.
Yeah. Don Lawnuff, you know where he is, the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. All right, so that we get Bill Cleveland in here and get everything done that we're supposed to get done. What is this note somebody just gave me? What is this?
Somebody left you a
did
note?
Did you write me a note on a napkin?
No.
Why did you?
Just appeared out of nowhere. I don't know what that is.
A note appeared out of nowhere?
Why don't I what?
No, I said, I don't know where. I didn't see anybody
walk
in here.
It's a paper towel or napkin and sitting right in front of me, and I don't know how it got here, just mysteriously, like a magic act. And I don't even know, I can't even read what it says.
Oh, that's our new ghost secretary we hired.
No, okay.
Oh, yeah.
She's doing a great job.
Sheila.
What's the temperature? Like 80 today? It's nice today.
Yes,
it's not real hot, not real humid.
Still humid.
Another nice stretch. They say tomorrow, the next day, we got two or three really nice days. A little break for the Matheny people. Athena Heating and Cooling, you need to know that if you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, any part, because they cover all of both counties, you too can be a Matheny customer. 73 years in business. I don't care what brand, what make, what model, what type, what size, how old, how new, how big, how small, doesn't matter. These people are trained to work on all of it. They are dependable. They are honest. These are things that lots of companies say, but they're not always true. In this case, they're true. It's a family business, and you can't keep a business like this going because once you start cheating people and charging them for things that weren't really wrong with the system, word will spread, people tell other people, and you're out of business. Here's what you'll tell people when you have Matheny. You'll say, I had the most wonderful company come out to our house, and they were courteous and polite and fair, and I don't know why I would ever call anybody else again. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Time for another look at traffic. A few problems out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, and we've got some heavy downpours coming in some of the areas, but basically south of Highway 40 and east of Highway 270, and that's making the ride home even worse. First of all, we still have that ramp block from westbound 70 onto northbound 170. EMS crews working with a crash. It's causing a backup on westbound 70 right around West Florissant. They're working with an accident in South County, Lindbergh at Mueller Road. We do have slow traffic on westbound 44 that starts about Arsenal. Really bogs down as you make your way between Elm and Berry Road. Southbound 270, just a little bit heavy between Olive and the Clayton Road overpass. If you're traveling on eastbound 270, it's running heavy east of McDonald through 170. Downtown, westbound, eastbound 70, westbound 44, slowing from the McKinley Bridge all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that's running heavy 3200 South Broadway. And eastbound 40, you're jamming up now Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals, and that's nationwide. Now it could be your choice, too. Get yours at your local club warehouse and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
If you've dreamed about transforming your home, nothing makes a bigger impact than new Marvin Windows and Doors. Choose from beautiful handcrafted solutions that both inspire and excite. Windows that frame more than a view. Patio doors that blur the line between inside and out. Energy efficient options that enhance your comfort. Small details that make a big difference. Marvin is a family-owned American company with a heritage of craftsmanship and innovative products that make unforgettable impressions. Choose from Marvin's virtually unlimited selection of styles, shapes, and sizes. Your local independent Marvin dealer is the window and door expert that will help you explore all the possibilities so you can bring your vision to life. Dream big. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
Find inspiration at Fisher Window and Door, your local Marvin dealer in Brentwood, or at fisherwindow.com, and find the perfect solution for your project. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
If you're one of the many people in the area who've tried to refinance your home lately, you know what I'm about to say. It was, in all probability, a real hassle. So many middlemen, forms to fill out, time involved, and those unforeseen added expenses. Well, did you know there's a much easier, simpler way? You'll be doing business with an honest, reputable St. Louis firm that can assure you of the best possible deal. Stewart's American Mortgage. You see, at Stewart's American Mortgage, you're dealing directly with the owner, and there's no better way to get things done more quickly and economically than that. No middlemen, no information passed around. You're dealing with the top guy right from the start. Don't be confused. There's only one Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440. Funds currently available, but you must act now. Stewartsamc.com. 324-4440.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly one of the best. Why do I know this? Because I've used them in my house. You've had the typical carpet cleaning experience. They come out, clean the carpets. They look pretty good, but just in a few short weeks, they start looking dingy again. Plus, they take forever to dry. I'm here to tell you that True Clean Carpet has done away with these two problems. They come out with their own treated water, totally organic pre-spray, so you don't use detergents that leave sticky residue and attract even more dirt. They dry with True Clean Carpet in 1 to 2 hours. No more worry about mold or other issues of having your carpets wet for so long. True Clean Carpet gets them dry in just 1 to 2 hours because they invest in the newest extraction technology. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500, 314-427-9500, or see their website at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get one Scotchgard protection absolutely free. It's True Clean Carpet.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware in Webster Groves.
Isn't our store in Ladue?
Well, yes, but I bought Mac Hardware in Webster Grove.
When did this happen?
Well, Bob and Jim McGarriel called me in February to say they were ready to retire and ask if I was interested in buying Mac Hardware.
Sweet. Do we have grills in Webster?
Yes, we have Weber grills and Smokin' Brothers smokers.
What about screen repair?
Of course.
Valspar paint?
We have Valspar paint and Cabot deck stains.
Fun and friendly service from a knowledgeable staff?
It wouldn't be Schnars without it.
Well, I'm excited.
This means we have to change our tagline.
Well, we actually have popcorn because it's a key element of the tagline.
I have ordered the popcorn machine, so it'll be there. Ready?
Yes.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
Now with two locations. Wow, it's weird saying that.
Really? Let me try. Now with two locations, yes, that is different, but exciting, eh? So stop by and see us at 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue, or call us at 314-993-0910.
Or 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves, 314-961-4522.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who listen who think, I can handle this on my own, and they start to maneuver their way through the paperwork, and then they end up getting denied. Do you see folks like that come in and see you at the St. Louis Home Retention Group?
You know what? Honestly, Steve, I would say that at least half of our clients, half of our successful modifications are people who've either gone to a different organization to try to help them with modifications, or they've tried to do it themselves and have been denied. They're moving towards foreclosure. They've given up, and then they come in our office, and guess what happens? As we follow through, we're able to accomplish things that they have not been able to accomplish on their own, nor has their bank been able to help them with. And the reason why, Steve, is because we are the best at what we do, bar none.
Yeah, so look, there's no reason not to make the call, but even if you didn't make the call the first time, make the call now and get it fixed. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online. You'll get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes top 100 company. Go to cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K. K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Or call 888-CABBAGE.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
If you haven't visited the Museum of Transportation this year, now is a perfect time. This nationally acclaimed museum houses one of the largest and best collections of transportation vehicles in the world, containing over 190 major railroad exhibits and over 200 road vehicles. The Museum of Transportation is a must-see. Go to transportmuseumassociation.org to learn more and plan your visit today. The Museum of Transportation. It's a moving experience.
Hi, this is Terry Hall. When you're selling a home, you should concentrate on what's the price going to be? How's the marketing going to work? What's the cost to me and who do I hire? Well, this spring and summer, I have sold 90% of the homes I have listed for more than 95% of the list price. That's results you need when you sell. Call me, Terry Hall, and let's talk about selling your home, whether it's now or in the future. That's 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. And listen to This Week in Real Estate, Sundays at 1, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It is free and it's easy to use. So have it in your phone. You'll be ready to go next time you need a cab, and it'll be a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Bill.
It is pouring downtown St. Louis right now. Absolutely.
Well, you know, downpours. It is as sunny as it can be out here.
They said
it'd be real spotty, so apparently they were right.
Spotty it is. Well, in a recent interview, President Obama said Joe Biden would make a great president.
All right.
Yeah. And in a related story, Hillary Clinton punched a hole in the wall.
What?
No, just let him keep going.
I think Bradley was right.
You know, kind of undermining her a little bit there.
Oh, oh yeah.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
That's funny, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
There's a study that finds that airline delays actually decreased this past summer. A study was conducted by not asking you, me, or anybody else that flew this summer. All right, now you're just being rude.
But you're a pretty good pickleball player.
Yeah, I am. Right. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that. Two-thirds of people in Colorado think that it should be legal to smoke marijuana out in public. The other one-third are still laughing at the word pole.
Oh, they're high, I guess.
Whatever. And finally...
Pickleball takes a lot out of them.
Sure does. Yeah. Takes all the humor out of you.
That's right. Californians have more unplanned pregnancies than any other state. Not them. And of course, keep in mind, California has more NBA teams than any other state. That's the reason.
Yes, they have a lot of kids.
Yeah. Did I mention it's pouring down?
You did. Oh, yeah. You sure did. And by the way, that was the funniest thing you said.
Yeah.
Was it's pouring outside. We're just kidding.
Yeah, no, you're not. That's okay. Right. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, on Bill Cleveland on 6550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, see you.
I played pickleball with Bill last night. Not just with Bill. There were several other people. He's a decent pickleball player. And I know a lot of people say, well, what's pickleball? Go online, go on YouTube, and just type in pickleball, and you'll see people play it. It's a lot of fun. And unlike tennis or golf, where you can't just walk in and start playing, it takes hours and hours and hours before you can even hit the thing, anybody play pickleball. It's a paddle and a court and essentially a wiffle ball, pretty much what it looks like. So check it out. He's a decent player. Give him that. Aminis, that's how you spell Aminis. Aminis is in Chesterfield Valley. They're actually down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Yeah, thank you. A lot of requests for that. Not from R. Ash Amini, from other people. I am inviting you again because we have a great stretch of weather. It's a good time to go out, and while you're out, you're looking for something to do. If you're near Chesterfield Valley, anywhere near it, please, for goodness sakes, go into Meany's. It is as interesting, it's more interesting inside than it is outside, and it's pretty interesting outside. Copper dome, different looking building, and really different looking when you get inside, because they have an unusual collection of merchandise that you're not going to find in any other store. What you won't find is junk. They don't sell any junk. I think probably the best built patio furniture makers in the world are the only people they buy patio furniture from. So when you're ready to do it right, patio furniture is going to last you a